This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Food and Drug Administration has ordered Juul to stop selling its e-cigarette products, citing a lack of data and evidence to assess their potential health risks. Under the FDA order, Juul must stop selling and distributing its e-cigarette devices, along with all four types of Juul pods, which come in Virginia tobacco and menthol flavors. Products already on store shelves must be removed and taken off the market. The FDA order prohibiting Juul products does not prevent consumers from possessing or using Juul products that they already own. The FDA said there was insufficient and conflicting data about the product's toxicity and about potentially harmful chemicals leaching from the company's proprietary e-liquid pods. The FDA decision is a significant blow to the company and to Marlboro maker Altria, formerly known as Philip Morris, which owns a 35% stake in Juul. The FDA order was the culmination of a nearly two-year process in which Juul sought FDA approval to continue selling its products. Past research has raised red flags about safety issues associated with e-cigarettes beyond the known health issues associated with smoking. A 2021 Johns Hopkins study detected thousands of unknown chemicals not disclosed by manufacturers in vape products. And by February 2020, there had been more than 2,800 hospitalizations in the U.S. associated with lung injuries from e-cigarettes and vaping. In 2020, the FDA banned Juul's mint and fruit-flavored pods in an effort to combat the teen vaping trend. The company has faced controversy over its early marketing practices, which critics say targeted consumers under 21. Lake Mead is nearing dead pool status as water levels hit another historic low. Lake Mead is a reservoir formed by the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River in the southwest United States. It's located in Nevada and Arizona, 24 miles east of Las Vegas. It's the largest reservoir in the U.S. in terms of water capacity. If the reservoir dips below 895 feet, Lake Mead would reach dead pool, carrying enormous consequences for millions of people across Arizona, California, Nevada, and parts of Mexico. Lake Mead's water levels this week dropped to historic lows, bringing it less than 150 feet away from Deadpool. That's when the reservoir is so low that water cannot flow downstream from the dam. Persistent drought conditions over the past two decades, exacerbated by climate change and increased water demands across the southwestern U.S., have contributed to Lake Mead's depletion. Though the reservoir is at risk of becoming a Deadpool, it would most likely take several more years to reach that level, officials said. In the meantime, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation and water managers across the southwest U.S. are making efforts to manage the flow of water into the Colorado River and regulate water use among states in the region in hopes of replenishing Lake Mead. When the Hoover Dam was built in the early 1930s, Lake Mead was created on the Colorado River on the Arizona-Nevada border, and another severely depleted reservoir, Lake Powell, was created along the border of Utah and Arizona. Deadpool would not mean that there was no water left in the reservoir, but even before Lake Mead were to hit that point, there are concerns that water levels could fall so low that the production of hydroelectric power would be hindered. Lake Mead's water level on Wednesday was measured at 1,044 feet, its lowest elevation since the lake was filled in the 1930s. Ohio State University won a years-long legal battle for a trademark of the word "the" on Tuesday, gaining trademark protection for a three-letter article that plays an outsized role in that school's identity. Surely, to the sighs and eye rolls of other Big Ten rivals, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office approved OSU's application for "the," specifically for use on branded products like T-shirts and caps that only feature the single word. To the annoyance of Buckeyes rivals, school alums regularly announce themselves to be graduates of the Ohio State University. Ben Johnson, OSU's Senior Director of Media and Public Relations, said "the" has been a rallying cry in the Ohio State community for many years for Buckeye fans. While those three letters might seem small or inconsequential to outsiders, Johnson said "the" contributes about $12.5 million in annual sales and much more in emotional capital to Buckeyes students, alumni, and fans. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.